forward. A little bit of a late start here. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here at republicbroadcasting.org. It's Monday, the 25th of August. I was going to say the 25th of November. Not quite. No, it's August 25th. We're winding up this month, but we're just beginning this hour here, folks. I have a few comments to make about the presidential election. I guess it's incumbent upon me, no pun intended, considering the fact that this is the opening day of the Democratic National Convention, and thus, officially, I guess, the first day setting off, well, I guess they always say it's Labor Day that they launch the national campaigns. But in any case, talk about that in a moment. We'll take your calls here at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. First of all, I have to mention that, in regard to the conventions, I listened to Wayne Madsen's always very interesting new broadcast here on RBN, broadcasts on Saturdays, I believe at, 6 o'clock Central Time, or maybe it's 7 o'clock. Well, in any case, you can check the RBN schedule. I get confused because I'm broadcasting from Eastern Time, and RBN schedule lists the broadcast at Central Time. But in any case, Wayne Madsen commented on his broadcast. His comment echoes what I have been saying for a long, long time, that I'm not so necessarily certain that Barack Obama will be nominated by the Democratic Party. The Clintons are pretty tricky people, and the media is full of commentary about how there are many Clinton supporters who are coming to the convention to protest. There are many Clinton supporters around the country, perhaps as many as 20-25% of Hillary Clinton supporters who say they will support John McCain over Barack Obama. And then, of course, then you have polls which say that as many as 25% of the Democrats in general will not support Obama in a general election. Well, I think that all just points toward the fact that people who are worried about Barack Obama being elected president, for whatever reason they're worried about him being elected president, really don't have that much to worry about. It's interesting, though, I was talking with one of my colleagues from American Free Press today, and he and I were discussing this story, which has not thus far, so far as I know, made the national press, and that is this lawsuit filed challenging Barack Obama's status as an American citizen, suggesting that he actually is a citizen, I believe, of Kenya, or maybe Indonesia. I'm still not clear on that at this point. But in any case, questioning his constitutional eligibility for the presidency. That lawsuit has not been at least given the recognition one might think that it should receive by the national press. On the other hand, the person who filed the lawsuit, Alan Berg, who was a Hillary Clinton supporter and who also, to me inexplicably, is a 911 truth person. Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. I don't know what to make of the lawsuit. I don't know what to make of Mr. Berg. Stay tuned, folks.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there's some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea, T-E-A.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. At the outset of the show, I was talking about Philip Berg, and I called him Alan Berg, I do believe. Forgive me for that. Yes, I do make mistakes, but in any case, Philip Berg, a Pennsylvania Democrat who supported Hillary Clinton, his former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, he has filed a lawsuit to try to block Barack Obama from being nominated by the Democrats until his constitutional eligibility for the presidency is determined. A couple days ago, this didn't appear anywhere in the Google News search, but now it is popping up in some mainstream newspapers, and it's making a splash, though, on the Internet, but that will not necessarily make it news to the general American population. Don't kid yourselves. It's interesting about how I came into this discussion. I was talking with one of my colleagues at American Free Press, and he introduced the subject of the lawsuit by saying that he didn't expect that it would be heard about by the general population because everything is programmed for Obama. Well, of course, I don't believe that to be the case at all. And I said, I differ with you on that. I said, I think everything is programmed for John McCain. So it goes to show you that even people who are in general agreement about things don't necessarily have the same perceptions. Doesn't mean that either of us is wrong or right, but we do all have our differences of opinion, and that's all it really is when it comes right down to it, a difference of opinion. But in any case, the lawsuit is real. Any lawsuit, once it's been filed, is real. Whether it will go anywhere remains to be seen, either now or in the future, but there is always this outside possibility that some judge within the next day or so could, in fact, issue some ruling somewhere, somehow, that could throw a wet blanket on the Democratic festivities, at least so far as Barack Obama supporters are concerned. I don't think it'll happen, but one never knows. Needless to say, it, however, could be the rabbit pulled out of the hat later during the campaign that could present some problems all around. for Barack Obama and, well, for the country, because it could put the country in an uproar. Imagine, for example, if in the midst of the general election campaign, Barack Obama is suddenly dethroned as a Democratic nominee. I can see riots in the streets, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean black people rioting in the streets. Let's be honest about it. Other people maybe as well, but nonetheless, it could present real difficulties in a general election. Now, about Philip Berg, he's an unusual individual. He's backing Hillary Clinton for president. He was backing and still is backing Hillary Clinton for president. Now, I find this somewhat inexplicable when one puts it in the context of Philip Berg's recent past history. Over the last 7 years, Philip Berg has been involved in what is generally known as the 911 truth movement. Mr. Berg at one point was supposed to be filing a suit representing 911 widow Ellen Mariani. She and Mr. Berg eventually split. Later, William Rodriguez, 911 survivor of the World Trade Center, was potentially involved as a plaintiff in a lawsuit to be filed by Mr. Berg. And since that time, William Rodriguez, as I understand it, has withdrawn his support and participation in Mr. Berg's 911 activities. Now, Mr. Berg is Jewish. And, of course, that presents an issue in the context of the 911 debate because there are so many of us who do not believe the government lie that 911 was the work of 19 crazy Arabs or 19 nasty Arabs, 19 nasty Muslims doing the bidding of Osama bin Laden. Those of us who doubt that, including myself, many of those who doubt that, including myself, believe that the 9/11 attacks, the 911 attacks, whatever you want to call it, were the work of Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad, in collaboration with American traitors who were willing to sacrifice the lives of thousands of Americans in order to advance the global Jewish agenda, which calls in part for the United States to take out countries in the Middle East and around the world that are perceived as threats to the Jewish agenda, global Jewish hegemony, something that some people like to call the New World Order, but which is all one and the same. It's not a Vatican plot. It's not a plot by a German death cult. It's a plot by people who follow the Talmud, who support the Zionist state of Israel, who dream of a Jewish utopia, a New World Order. Getting the United States involved in fighting wars to take out those who oppose the New World Order is indeed part of that agenda. So that is why Mr. Berg's Jewishness is an issue here, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you may not want to talk about that, but I'm sorry, it has to be talked about. It's an uncomfortable subject, of course, and it upsets many people, but, you know, you can handle the truth. That's why you're listening to this program. In any case, Mr. Berg is an enigma, and now he is in the front lines of the effort to deny Barack Obama the presidency. What his motivations are, I do not know. Maybe he just doesn't like Barack Obama. There are a lot of people who do not trust Barack Obama for a variety of reasons. Many people don't like him because he's black. Many people don't like him because he's liberal. Many people don't like him because he's considered possibly a threat to Israel. I've heard Webster Tarpley, who was a supporter of Hillary Clinton, apparently, saying that Barack Obama was part of an anti-Israel group in the... I don't know exactly what he's saying, to tell you the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I've read various things that he's written, and I'm a little bit puzzled, but... Needless to say, there are a lot of questions that are hanging over us at this time and potentially hanging over the Democratic Party. It looks as though Hillary Clinton's name will be placed in nomination. Now, of course, the official story is that Hillary Clinton is going to release her delegates, but that just because they're released doesn't necessarily mean that they will not still vote for her or even for another candidate at the Democratic convention. So, you know, things may not be so cut and dried. But don't be surprised if something comes up in the next few days because, you know, I can say you heard it here first. I've been saying this for a long, long time. I may be completely off base, may be completely wrong, but the appearance of this lawsuit, filed in particular by Philip Berg, of all people, I might add, or it seems like one might say of all people, does raise questions about what's going on. There are some interesting alliances developing in this campaign on both sides that just make me wonder what the hell is going on. Because I don't think everything is always as cut and dried as we often like to make it seem. I got an email from one of our listeners who thinks that Barack Obama, and I'm just generalizing here, but basically he suggests that Barack Obama is part of a Jewish plot to turn the United States into another South Africa, as in South Africa under the African National Congress. A once thriving country has been turned into a real morass. And since the system of apartheid was dismantled there, and this person expressed the opinion that, in fact, that's what the election of Obama will mean for America. Frankly, I don't believe that. If anything, you know what, folks, I've said about the election of Barack Obama, that it could be a real turning point for race relations in this country. And this, I say this for the reason that if Barack Obama is elected president, I'm going to find it very difficult to hear black civil rights organizations and others cry and moan about white racism and just general racism in America and inequality if there's a black president, presumably elected by the American voters. People don't seem to look at it from that perspective. I have a very good friend who says that Barack Obama's election will bring chaos to America. I take the exact opposite position, that if Barack Obama is defeated in the election, that could bring chaos to America, because there will be a lot of angry black people who will say that the election was stolen or that it was a consequence of racism. Just as some of these hardcore Hillary Clinton supporters are saying that she was denied the Democratic nomination, get this, because of sexism. Sexism in the Democratic Party, which is the party of feminism. So, you know, there's some very interesting dynamics at work here, and it's not all, dare I say, black and white. There are lots of grays involved here. I say there are grays involved when you find someone like Webster Tarpley and someone like Phil Berg, who've been supporting Hillary Clinton over Barack Obama. That is very enigmatic to me. Needless to say, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting, folks. We'll wait and see if anything comes of this lawsuit, if there's any real media publicity that causes a bump for McCain and against Obama. We'll see. Well, here we go to the break. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have quite a few callers lined up, and I'm going to go to them momentarily. Just one more comment about the Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama matter, and then another matter, then we'll go to the callers. Very interesting, I read today that Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell still intends to vote for Hillary Clinton in roll call at the Democratic Convention. Rest assured, that means something. Let me tell you why that means something. I've been having been raised in Pennsylvania, I've been a Rendell watcher for a long, long time. Rendell has a very interesting history of gutting Democratic Party candidates that he doesn't like. I can tell you in one specific case, Rendell, even though he is a Democrat, Rendell evidently undercut fundraising for a Democratic challenger to Senator Arlen Specter, Republican of Pennsylvania. Senator Specter shares Governor Rendell's ethnic and religious enthusiasm for the state of Israel. And I have often suspected that that's probably the case. That's why Governor Rendell did not come to the aid of a Democratic candidate as he should have, who is running for the Senate against Arlen Specter. There was also another instance, which escapes my memory at this point, but it was very, very clear that Rendell did not come to the aid of a Democratic candidate, and I believe it was for governor of Pennsylvania, which position Rendell now occupies. So the fact that Ed Rendell is going to be very publicly continuing his support for Hillary Clinton at the Democratic Convention, I think is very interesting. As I say, there may be much more to all of this than meets the eye. Okay, looking at the clock, I see we are moving fast towards the half-hour break. I will mention this right at the moment. If you have some strange desire to hear me talking tomorrow morning, I am going to be a guest on Mark Anderson's program from 12:30 Eastern Time until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Mark, of course, is one of my colleagues also from American Free Press. Not to be confused with my other colleague, Mark Glenn, who broadcasts here. And we'll be talking, among other things, about John McCain. There's a lot that can be said about John McCain. But in any case, I will be on there. I believe that if it's 12:30 Eastern, Mark's program begins at 12 noon. I won't be coming on until 12:30, so I guess that means it would be 11:30 Central Time. But in any case, I will be on the program. One more thing I found very, very interesting. My former friend, if he was ever a friend at all, and the evidence is emerging that there was much more to his agenda from the very beginning that ever met the eye, Christopher Kinky Balloon, he and his wife, Helya Honeypot Caskell, they've posted a new article in which Balloon purports to explain what happened between Russia and Georgia. The article, ladies and gentlemen, is 2,206 words long, if my count is correct, my computer count, 2,206 words. As Mark Glenn and Mark Anderson can tell you, we are lucky to get an article in American Free Press that's longer than maybe 1,000 words or more. So here, which means, you know, we have a limited amount of space in a published newspaper, so we have to edit and edit hard to keep our stories to a length that is manageable. Tough job sometimes, but it has to be done. The editors don't like to cut, and we don't like to see the editors cut, so we have to do the cutting ourselves so we can say everything we want to say and get it said, and said correctly. But here's Balloon and Honeypot, his wife. They put up a 2,206-word article about the Russia-Georgia conflict. 2,206 words. And I did a search, computer search. Never once does the word Israel, never once does the word Israeli, never once does the word Zionist, never once does the word Jewish appear in this quote-unquote authoritative article by this internet character. The word neocons does appear once. It refers to neocons in the Bush administration. But isn't it interesting, folks, that people all over the internet, even people who don't normally talk about Israeli involvement in matters, have written about the fact that two high-ranking Georgian government officials are Israeli dual citizens. I mean, this whole Israeli impact, this whole Zionist element in sparking the conflict between Russia and Georgia, to the point that the Israelis were even providing training to the Georgian military forces. And the fact that the Georgian defense chief himself is an Israeli-Georgian dual citizen who speaks Hebrew. Why has Balloon not mentioned this? He cannot have failed to have found this information. After all, he paints himself as a hard-driving investigator who is not afraid to tackle Zionism. Could it be because of the fact that Balloon is now apparently free to travel? The fact that he was just in Germany, has even posted a picture of himself in occupied Germany, where freedom of speech, I am here to tell you, is not something that is valued by the occupation government that runs Germany, and yet Balloon felt comfortable traveling in Germany, and even goes to the point of posting a picture of himself in Germany, purportedly taken within the last couple weeks. Why is Balloon covering up Israel's role in the Georgia-Russia affair? You can probably figure that out for yourselves. I just bring it to your attention because it is interesting, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Over 61% of U.S. adults are either overweight or obese. If you are one of these adults, isn't it time for a change in your health? Need help? Tired of silly products that don't work? Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea. Natural, no caffeine. This tea goes straight to the problem, the colon. Works within hours, not months. Get healthy, lose weight, and here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com, that's getthetea.com, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Want health? Getthetea.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I urge you to go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. Unless I'm mistaken, you will find the entire special report on September 11th, a new all-new special report, 8 pages long, with articles by Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani talking about the 911 cover-up. No holds barred. The headline reads, Israel's role in 911 attacks explored. Plus, there's a lot more. Now we are going to the phones, folks. We are going to New York, the adopted home state of Hillary Clinton, and we have Jim calling from New York. This isn't Jim from Texas. This is Jim from New York.
Yes, Jim from Buffalo, New York.
Jim from Buffalo, New York. Okay.
Yeah, the complete opposite side of the state.
Okay, you're forgiven.
Yeah, we don't think like those folks do.
I know enough about Buffalo to know that's true.
Yeah. Michael, I'm glad you're bringing some of this stuff up again. You know, about Obama, I mean, that's when really what prompted me to call. We can save McCain, I suppose, for another day because it's just we could be on the phone for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
But you know what? The mainstream media just doesn't want to touch any of this, do they? The question came up about whether he was really born in this country, as a citizen of this country. We've actually been told outright by NPR and some of the other networks, we're not even supposed to ask it. Why are you even remotely interested in that? It has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting in and of itself. Yeah, that we're just supposed to ignore that. In fact, you know, there have actually been some questions about McCain's his constitutional status as well, because he was born in the Panama Canal Zone. But it is interesting that we're being told that we're not supposed to ask this question. We know it is a serious question because, guess what? The Constitution is the law of the land, or it's supposed to be. And if Barack Obama is not constitutionally eligible, then that lawsuit by Phil Berg, whatever Phil Berg's motivations are, that lawsuit is something that probably should be explored, because if even a fragment of his lawsuit is founded on a real legal factual issue, then that could be very problematic for the country if it comes out that Obama, either before the election or, God forbid, after the election, it turns out he's not constitutionally eligible to be seated in the White House. So, yeah, the media should be talking about it, but we're being told we shouldn't ask the question. Isn't that interesting?
And not only is that interesting in of itself, but it's been all along. There's been something's going on, obviously, with Obama. I mean, obviously, he's only been in, what has he been in the Senate for, what, 3 years or something?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Elected, yeah.
Clearly, somebody's groomed him for this. He became the Democratic nominee. I'm sorry. We can't ask about his dealings with Reverend Wright. And I know on your program in the past, you've said, look, he's a black nationalist, fine. There's white nationalists. We all should be left alone. But on the same token, we're being told that any white person that doesn't vote for this guy is most likely, you know, you're probably a racist.
Well, you see, that's what it comes back to, what I was saying. A lot of my friends who won't vote for Obama because he's black, I say, and they think that means there's going to be chaos in this country. Quite the contrary, I think there will be chaos in this country if he isn't elected, because there's a lot of people who will deliberately stoke up racism in this country, black racism and white racism, to cause this country to split apart even further. The whole election does have an appearance of having been very carefully stage managed to the point. I mean, I said this from the beginning that the media was building up Barack Obama not really for the purpose of making him the Democratic nominee per se, but to try to knock down Hillary Clinton. Now that he is the Democratic nominee, presumably, we're going to see more and more of the media, I think, probably bringing up these things about Obama. And, you know, what happens if the Democratic nomination is taken away from Obama? What if suddenly the American media suddenly decides, hey, we have a constitutional issue here, and it can't be settled with Democratic nominee Barack Obama in the election? All hell is going to break loose in this country.
I agree with you, and I think that you're right. I think you're absolutely right that if he is not elected president, if he does go on to the general election, I think that there is going to be an issue if he's not elected, because it's going to get blamed on people who won't vote for him because he was black.
Even if it had nothing to do with that, even if these voters didn't vote against him for that reason, that issue will still be brought up.
Absolutely. No, that's my point. It isn't going to matter. I've heard people talk about, you know, oh, he'll never make it. For some reason, people seem to think that something bad's going to happen to him if he becomes president. Have you heard this?
I think has been an undercurrent. I mean, even Hillary Clinton threw up the word assassination in reference to Bobby Kennedy, you know, in the context of why they needed to keep the Democratic campaign going. So there's a lot of things at work here, Jim.
Yeah, and you know what? If something bad does happen to him, it's going to get blamed on some anonymous group of Nazi skinheads, you know, white folks somewhere.
Oh, my prediction is God forbid it happens, but if it does happen, my prediction is that it'll be Nazis in collaboration with evil Islamic extremists. Deal like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention the Islamic extremists.
Yes.
Shame on me.
Yes. Hey, Jim, I got so many callers here,
yes,
but I
Michael.
Appreciate your call. Got to move
All right.
on here.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. All right, well, now we are going to Jim in Texas. Jim, what's going on?
Mike, I don't appreciate your tease, because you talked about a 2006 Word article by Christopher Blinn and his lovely wife, Helia Brand Caskell, and you neglected to mention, were there any pictures? That would be the only reason I would try and peruse that article.
Well, I can just tell you that the pictures I've seen of her couldn't be posted on the Internet except on an X-rated site.
That's what I was banking on, and you ruined it. I'm not even going to bother to look the article up. But to broach another subject, that I have a surefire winner for McCain and whoever his vice presidential nominee is. From the time of the convention on, whenever they get up to give a speech, they'll say, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I can't give my speech tonight because it appears to have gone missing. Someone possibly stole it. Now, it's not like me to point fingers, but if you'd like to see the speech in its entirety, just listen to Biden's next speech, see? Hey,
you're
what's Biden going to say?
You're referring to Joe, I am a Zionist, Biden of
right.
Delaware.
Right. He stole the British Labor Party Neil Kinnock speech in its entirety when in his 1988 campaign.
I think it was 88, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he stole it in its entirety. So, I mean, if he'll steal his speech, he'll steal anybody's speech. So,
I'll tell you what, we know now who the Biden, or I should say the Obama running mate's going to be. I think the McCain running mate is going to be a lot more interesting. I still stand by my prediction, which has been going. I predicted this 7 years ago. That Joe Lieberman would be McCain's running mate. Well, I still stand by my prediction. We will have to wait and see.
Yes, we will.
Let me correct myself there, Jim. Excuse me. I said 7 years ago that Lieberman would be the Republican vice presidential nominee in 2008, whoever the Republican candidate was. I didn't think really at that point, I wasn't sure it would be McCain. But in any case, just my correction of myself there. But anyway, go ahead, Jim.
And McCain could explain his, you know, you've heard of his several houses. How many houses he owns?
Seven, last count.
Seven, yeah. He could explain that by saying, well, my wife actually owns all the houses, and the reason we have so many is she kept trying to buy a house where some crooked so-and-so would buy the lot next door so I could get a good deal on it, and she kept buying them, and nobody showed up, you know.
You know, Jim, you could moonlight as a speechwriter. I think for both McCain and for Obama and Biden.
I could explain the whole thing. They should call me a Republican strategist, although I'm not a Republican. I'm nothing, you know.
Well, this is a funny thing, you know. Whoever gets elected, and let's face it, it's either going to be, if Obama's the Democratic nominee and if McCain is the Republican nominee, it's going to be one of those two. God is not going to elect Bob Barr or Chuck Baldwin or any of the other candidates. The election is going to be determined by the Jewish families and financial interests which control the media, which controls the national vote count in this country. That's just the bottom line. It's a very sad bottom line, but that's the bottom line.
Whoever is elected is going to have his own personally embroidered and very expensive yarmulke that he's going to wear on fitting occasions, like whenever they tell him to. That's
I think they probably have them tailor-made for both of them already so that they can decide who gets to wear it.
Well, they've already worn them at the Wailing Wall where they stand there and bow their head, you know. I mean,
that's enough to make me wail.
This is worse than a scene out of a San Francisco bathhouse, what they do when they go to Israel. I mean, it's horrible.
the imagery here tonight.
Yes, that's what I specialize in, Mike. Listen, I'll let you go. You've let me rant long enough. So.
All right, Jim, good talking to you. All right, let's go to David in South Carolina. David, come on up.
До свидания, Макаев.
How are you?
Hey, yeah, you've been to Russia. You know what that means. You make me take so many notes all the time. I just get scattered around. But as far as, look, I grew up in the inner city in the South, okay? I'm here to tell you, if something doesn't happen properly at the convention, yeah, I agree with you on that. There will be something, 92 in L.A., that's nothing. But the thing about it is, too, if he does get it and he actually gets to be president, number one, of course, there's the big risk, which is the perfect setup that if something happens to him, right?
Exactly.
They got Joe Biden behind him, okay? Oh, God. I believe that that's the Achilles heel of this country, is the fact that if you look at a demographic map taken by the census, the entire South has got this huge belt through it. The West, of course, is, you know, Hispanic largely. They want to break this country up into pieces because we're dealing with, Trotskyites, neocons, Zionists, what's the other word? Oh, Israelis. No, nihilists.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's inexplicable that people would have the desire to destroy, but that's, you know, Michael
Ledeen.
It's
fundamental to them.
Michael Ledeen called it creative destruction.
Yes.
Yeah, and people, it's so inexplicable to normal human beings because normal human beings don't want to destroy their countries.
Exactly.
But they don't consider this their country, and the more they can divide it, the more they can divide the blacks from the whites, from the Hispanics, from the thises, from the thats.
Yeah.
And, you know, and either way, I think we've been set up here with Obama this way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very frightening.
I just want to run through a couple of quick things on that point. Russia, of course, is a nationalist country that keeps the oligarchs out. And there's several news items that just popped up today out of the blue. And, of course, the convention's going on. So nobody knows anything about this. The nationalist country in the world that might actually save us, when it comes down to it, New York Times. Saakashvili is vowing to retake those republics after independent little parts, after he rebuilds his army. The Russian parliament has passed that little resolution, sending it to Medvedev to recognize South Ossetia and Abkhazia. And
okay.
Medvedev is warning Moldova on the other side of the Ukraine in the west, you know, largely Romanians ethnically. They got a couple little Russian breakaway provinces there, just basically what's going on, you know, in Georgia all this time. Hey, you don't do that. Let's see, what else? Okay. Oh, yeah, the Crimea, of course, has been raising Cain about getting back together with the Russians. That's some things that are just brewing and boiling, you know, right now.
They used to talk about the Balkan tinderbox. Well, we've got a tinderbox right here, and we've got our friends, the Israelis, right in the midst of it all.
I think what they want to do, at being nihilist, is have all the major powers destroy each other. They can come in and pick up the pieces.
Well, this
and they can
is
have
what,
their God world.
That's exactly right. This is what this guy, Max Diamond, D-I-M-O-N-T, I've quoted him on this program. He wrote in his book, Jews, God, and History, that the remarkable thing about the Jews is that they have survived the destruction and the decay and the collapse of all civilizations in the past,
exactly.
And that ultimately the Jewish dream, the Jewish goal, what will have to happen is that after the destruction of all of these other empires, the Jews will arise on top and bring the world around to their point of view.
So if you look at
it in that context, you can understand it.
The protocols explicitly
say. Exactly.
They want themselves at the top, a few, they call it millionaires, but of course these days it'll be billionaires, these Rockefellers and whatever. And then, of course, the new middle class is going to be the cops and the troops, and well, probably mercenaries, of course, Blackwater guys. And then the rest of us, whatever's left, to be their servants.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's as good an assessment of it as I've ever heard.
I've studied this for 23 years intimately.
you've got the picture. I wish more people did.
Indeed. But it's wonderful to speak with you again, and good luck to you. And God.
All right, Dave. Thanks
all
a
right,
lot.
Bye-bye.
Good talking to you as always. Okay. We have about another minute before the next break. We're going to Massachusetts with Dave. Dave from Massachusetts. Come on up, Dave.
Hi, Michael.
Over for the break.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, has there been anything on the Tel Aviv vision about the SS Liberty and the SS Free Gaza?
That's interesting you bring that up. I meant to mention that. I don't watch television, I'm pleased to say. But there has been coverage of the events over there. It was in all of the major papers, here in Washington, the Post, the Times, and the New York Times. They very carefully deleted the name of the ship, which, of course, was the SS Liberty, and they did not mention the fact that the people aboard the SS Liberty cast 34 roses into the sea in commemoration of the dead Americans on the USS Liberty. But it has made the media. very carefully edited stories in the media, but thank God for that much.
Yeah, I don't watch them anymore either, Michael, at all. I have a complete blackout on the on this. So I call it, well, I refer to it as Television.
I like that. I never heard that before. If that's original, you should get a gold medal. All right, Dave, we have a break coming. Have the break coming up here. Hang on until we come back. All right, folks, we are going to the break. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. We're wrapping up this hour. Just to remind you, I will be here at RBN tomorrow morning at 11:30 Central Time for Mark Anderson's program, which begins at 11 a.m. Central Time. All right, we have Dave from Massachusetts aboard. Dave, you were about to make a point.
Yeah, I guess maybe the point I'll make, try to make in this call, Michael, is, you know, Michael, these big bullies attacking little Ossetia. I call it Ossetia. A lot of people call it Ossetia. But these big bullies, these allies of evil attacking that little country, and the attack on the liberty, and the attack on Iraq, and the threatening to attack Iran, and, of course, the attack on America on 9/11, and all these attacks, attack. But, you know, I think we have to go back to our divinely inspired founding documents, Michael, and let me just read a few words. when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. Of course, it was talking about the bands that connected them with Great Britain, but now this inspired document is talking about the bands that connect us with Israel.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it's time to dissolve these political bands.
Thomas Jefferson would be rolling in, or is rolling in his grave, if he saw the influence that Zionism has in our world. He referred to the Talmud and these other Jewish teachings as the depraved religion of that country. Depraved, that's the word Thomas Jefferson used. I can't think of a better word to describe it. That's the word that describes all these attacks that you're talking about.
Yeah, all these terrible attacks, and you know, they have nuclear attack in store and everything. But you know, Michael, right on this first page of the Declaration of Independence and so on, you know, these Christian Zionist churches and everything are all teaching about God's chosen race and Jewish supremacism. But you know, our founding fathers, they didn't teach supremacism. They didn't teach British supremacism, and they didn't teach Jewish supremacism. Because right down below here it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. See, they didn't teach Jewish supremacism.
That's exactly right. That's an interesting point. You're absolutely right. That's something that's very hard for the advocates of this chosen people theory to get over, but hey, that's just the way it is. If the founding fathers were Zionists, I don't mean Jewish Zionists, I mean advocates of Zionism or Talmudism or Judaism, whatever you want to call it, they would have said all men except for Jews are created equal. Jews are a step above the rest of us, because that's exactly what Jewish religion teaches.
Yeah, they would have indicated that the Jews are God's chosen race and everything, but they didn't teach that at all. They taught that we're all created equal. But that's what I believe, you know. But you know, Michael, just in closing, if I have a few seconds,
yeah, go ahead.
I'll just throw this out, Michael, real quick too. About, and this ties in with a lot of this Nazi crap, but you know. In 1952, Paul Warburg said that we were going to have world government, and we could either have it by conquest or by consent. You know, it's so ridiculous, this crap about Nazi America and so on, and that, you know, all Paul Warburg, if it's a Nazi America and it's a Nazi New World Order, a Nazi World Order, all Paul Warburg and all the Jewish international banks had to do was support Hitler 7 years.
That's right. You know, just a very simple point there. Maybe it'll sink into somebody's brain tonight.
Yeah, I hope so, Michael.
All right, Dave, thanks for your call. Well,
okay,
folks, we are wrapping it up here. Stay tuned for more good programming on this, the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. See you here tomorrow night and tomorrow morning on Mark Anderson's program.
Gold has